Dennis, in your mind, what's the biggest thing you have to overcome and as you, you know, get back to action with the defense? I think a lot of us have been surprised that it's been a struggle against the run, that sort of thing. Well, what's going on in your mind?
Well, I think at the end of the day, it's just consistency. I mean, it's getting back to being consistent, doing the right thing over and over. So we've worked on that the last couple of days, and we're going to continue that throughout the rest of the season. And I've seen a lot of improvement in a lot of different areas, and there's still a lot of things that we got to get better at. And we're going to keep working to get better at those things.
Some guys slow maybe to pick up. They were used to the 3-4, now the 4-3, and going back and forth. Has that been an issue?
No, I don't think it's an issue between the 3-4 and the 4-3. I mean, I think at the end of the day, we're continuing to work the things that we need to get better at. And I think the guys are focused in and trying to work at those things and doing a pretty good job at it.
As far as stopping the run, obviously you can't stop the run. You're not going to win, and that's been a major issue.
Yeah, we got to stop the run better. Like I said, it's all about consistency. And you can play good for, like I told the guys today, I mean, you know, I think we played 80 snaps in the game the other day, and we probably played 65 of them pretty good. But there's a few snaps in the game that we didn't play good enough, and at the end of the day, against good teams, they exploit that and make big plays, and we got to try to eliminate those things.
So you can get back, look at the tape, and pretty much point to a guy who want a particular play?
I think on each individual play, you can look at a guy here or a guy there. I don't think that it's been any one individual that's really stood out. Like I said, we got to be more consistent across the board, coaching, playing, everything, and keep working to get better.
When Vaughn came out the other day, we wondered, was he biting on fakes? And what does he need to do to stay on the field all the time?
Well, I think, again, just like everybody else, he's got to be more consistent. And I think he's done a great job. He's obviously rushed the passer really well. I think he's had a good year for a rookie. And he's got to continue to get better just like the rest of us.
You've had a little bit of a hodgepodge on defense without, you know, Elvis full strength and without Champ at full strength. Do you feel like you haven't really, maybe after the bye week, you'll finally have the defense that you envisioned?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I think at the end of the day, I mean, I think we play with the guys that are available to play with. And, you know, all these guys are NFL football players for a reason. And everybody's held to the same standard and held accountable to do their job and do it the right way. And that's what we're going to continue to do regardless of who we have out there.
Are those guys going to help with this inconsistency, fixing this inconsistency that you speak of?
Yeah, I mean, I think everybody is involved in that. I mean, I think I'm involved in that. I think the assistant coaches are involved in that. Obviously, the players that are playing on the field are involved in that. You know, we've got to do our job as coaches and give them the best plan and make it simple enough for them to get lined up and execute. And then as players, we got to understand what our job is and then be able to decipher what the offense is doing and react to it and go make plays.
Pat, how was your evaluation of Marcus Thomas?
You know, I thought for the first game, I thought he did okay. I mean, obviously, his conditioning and his execution weren't quite where it needs to be. I think the fact that he got out here the last couple days and got a chance to move around, and then obviously these next 4 days will be critical for him to continue to work on his conditioning, and then we'll see where we're at next week.
Not a whole lot of teams that have two rookie safeties as you had last game. What is it about the NFL game that the rookies have to adjust? Is it tackling? Is it speed of the game? I mean, ordinarily you don't want two rookies back there as your last line.
I think it's really a combination of a lot of different things. The speed of the game, obviously, is one thing. You know, tackling these guys, that goes along with the speed of the game. These guys are elite players. But really, I think more so than anything else, it's just understanding situations in the game, understanding how teams are going to try to attack you, what teams are going to try to do to get you out of position. And those are things that you know, unfortunately, those are things that you have to learn as you go. And, you know, hopefully that we do a good enough job of coaching them, and they do a good enough job of studying tape and trying to understand what teams are going to try to do. And then when they do make mistakes, we got to make sure we learn from them and don't repeat them.
They got to learn against Phillip Rivers.
Yeah, well, they got to learn against Phillip Rivers or Aaron Rodgers or, you know, whoever else it might be that we're playing.
Bickerson got hurt on that first snap and then gutted it out. What do you think of that? performance?
Well, I was proud of the way that he gutted it out. Obviously, he had a significant injury, and the fact that he was able to battle through and continue to be on the field shows a lot about his character.
What are you doing during the bye week?
I'm going to be around here. I got family that I'm going to go hang out with and spend some time with family. You don't get a chance to do that a whole lot during the season, so spend time with family and continue to think about what we can do to get better.
Okay.